It's Monday, November 29th, 2021. Thanks for tuning into this special all piano music episode of The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands you might have otherwise missed, and this time it's all piano music. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you.
man. I could just listen to that all day, and in fact, I often do. Those two songs in a row by Emohoy Gebrau from Ethiopia. She was this woman in Ethiopia who, I think she was eventually educated in Switzerland. She, you know, lived in various places. But at any rate, she was a composer, and she made the most beautiful piano music. And they've compiled quite a lot of it onto Piano Solo Ethiopics 21. It's part of the Ethiopics series. And it's just some of my favorite stuff. It's just every song's better than the last. It's so good. It was impossible to choose. I put two songs on. They're very long. I might have shortened those just to make this episode a little more palatable for people. But super good. If you like those two songs, definitely check out the whole thing. Very good. Speaking of things that are very good, this whole episode's going to be very good. I'm just telling you right up front, very happy with this episode. You know, every time I try and make an episode good, but this one's particularly strong, in part because I've been waiting for things to come out because I knew things were coming. And I was like, I got to wait until I got all this stuff ready. So without further ado, let's just dive right in. As if the Ethiopian stuff wasn't good enough, how about Brian Wilson? That's right, the Beach Boy himself, Brian Wilson. He is out with a new record. It is called At My Piano, and as you might expect, it's just him sitting at his piano playing old Brian Wilson songs, namely Beach Boy songs. So it's just fantastically good. I mean, if you like the Beach Boys at all, which you probably do, if nothing else, you like some Beach Boy songs. Well, the good news is they're on this record, and they're amazing. So we're going to hear a couple of my favorites. First, God Only Knows, and then Wouldn't It Be Nice. Both as just beautiful solo piano songs by Brian Wilson right now on this special all piano music episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. All right, let's catch up. After Brian Wilson back there, we heard a couple songs by the band Palace Winter from Copenhagen. And they're just like a straight-up indie rock band who does awesome indie rock music. But they did the great thing, kind of like Brian Wilson, where they took their normal songs and they turned them into solo piano songs. So, for example, the songs we heard were Soft Machine and Acting Like Lovers, both really great off this 6 songs solo piano record. But this is what like a normal like non-solo piano version of Soft Machine sounds like. I mean, it's still super good, right? Like, I totally would listen to that song a lot. But I also love the solo piano version, which doesn't lose a thing. And you'd never know that it was actually like a proper rock song. After Palace Winter, just before I started talking, we heard 2 songs by Louis Zong from Los Angeles, California. He's a super cool guy. He just churns out the music. Every month he puts out something, it seems like. And this recent one, Chopped Up Piano, one I liked a lot. Those are my 2 favorite songs. We heard Seven Hills and Change Ringing, both very cool chopped up piano songs by Louis Zong. Okay, up next, another band I like a lot. They're from Brooklyn, New York. They're called Beach Fossils. They got a new release. It's kind of like the Brian Wilson and the Palace Winter thing, but a little different. This one is The Other Side of Life, Piano Ballads. Now, what they've done is they've taken previously released Beach Fossil songs and turned them into just straight jazz piano versions, but with vocals. So these songs aren't an instrumental. These are like just alternate versions of their existing songs, but done as like, you know, cool jazzy piano style. It's super great. It's really good. If you like these two, definitely pick up the whole thing. Can't go wrong. Beach Fossils right now with This Year and Down the Line. Where else but on this special all piano music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Mm-hmm. Hello, this is Chilly Gonzalez with a new pop music masterclass, and today we're going to talk about Lil Nas X and his trap country crossover, Old Town Road.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the bag.
So trap country, where does that come from? Well, we heard the beat drop. That's the trap part. And the country part is a bit harder to find. Because if we listen to the actual music, it's kind of in a 90s style. If I play it on the piano, it sounds like this. And of course, it is actually a sample of 90s superstar Nine Inch Nails. Not very country. So I would argue that the country element just comes from what Lil Nas X does with his voice on top of this. And we get a classic blues major minor juxtaposition. So this first Nine Inch Nails chord is indeed major, right? Tends to be sort of happy and positive. And if Mozart was gonna do his version of Old Town Road, it would sound like this. So that the happiness of the melody would be matching the chord underneath. But when you actually isolate the melody that Lil Nas X sings, it's very bluesy, dark, and minor. Right? That's the minor note. So how is it possible that we have a major chord in the left hand and a minor in the right hand? Right? That clashes. Mozart would not approve. Luckily, this is the blues, and there's different rules. That's what makes it a country song, because country music is basically blues for white people. Now, one thing I noticed in wondering why does it give me such a 90s feeling is the similarity between Old Town Road and, stay with me here, Wonderwall by Oasis. Same chords. Have 90s Nine Inch Nails with a trap beat, and somehow we call it country music. That's the beauty of music. This is a song that breaks down all the barriers.
right, let's catch up one last time. After Beach Fossils back there, we heard Thomas Krueger from Berlin, Germany, doing the song Promise Reprise. That's a single he's released, and super love it. It's great. Very beautiful song. And Thomas Krueger, he's this musician in Berlin. He's a very prolific kind of prodigy pianist kind of guy. I was actually in Berlin over the summer, and he was like a street performer, and he had a little sign that was like, I'm Thomas Krueger, you know, and he was like, give me money or whatever. But he was playing awesome music, huge crowd gathered around it, an unsafe COVID sort of crowd, if you ask me. I put my mask on, and I was pretty worried. Even outside, I was like, I don't know about this. There's a lot of people. But that's how good he was. This is what it sounded like. It's really nothing like that Promise song, but it's super great. Check this out. So that's what I recorded on my phone, just as I was walking past, thinking this guy's amazing. So super enjoyed that, looked him up, and decided to put him on the show. Okay, just before I started talking, we heard Greenhouse. It's a band from Los Angeles doing the song Sunflower Dance. It came off their new album, Music for Living Spaces. It's a great record. Sunflower Dance, very good. Love that song, a lot of piano, sounded nice. And now we're going to finish up this here episode of the show from Stockholm, Amazon. That's the name of the band. We're going to hear a song off their album, Ivory One, which, like all these other bands, where they basically took a previous album and then they just converted it into a solo piano sort of thing. And it's all these people, they must know that I'm out here and I just love this stuff. So it's not cheesy or lame at all. It's all super great. I love it. So without further ado, Amazon featuring Matti Ollikainen. He's actually the guy doing the piano, I think. This is Marry Me Just for Fun, the piano version from Ivory One, finishing up this special all piano music episode of The Sounds in My Head. Thank you. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Pretenderness by Chilly Gonzalez off his Solo Piano 3 record, which I actually never played anything of on the show before, so I guess that's an oversight. I also talked over Charleston, as covered by a player piano at the Spielkopf Museum, and Stay Here by Rhoda. The music I'm talking over right now is by Elliot Smith. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, where you can also find links to follow me on social media, places like Spotify, where there's a playlist for season 18 of the show, which has all the songs that are available on Spotify dropped into a playlist. You can find them all and listen to them there without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I always like hearing from you. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.